Central Ward. New teams find home at James Bath Reserve. Grassroots footy will get a great boost in the years to come, with work starting on the new James Bath Recreation Reserve in Pakenham. Grassroots footy will get a great boost in the years to come, with work starting on the new James Bath Recreation Reserve in Pakenham. The 10-hectare reserve adjacent to government schools and Council's Child and Family Centre will be a hub for community sport and recreation. When completed, it will boast 2 netball courts, 2 cricket and football ovals, and a multi-purpose community building. The plans also include integrated play spaces such as a multi-use ball court, skateboard and scooter areas, nature-based playground, cricket practice nets, barbecue facilities and an amphitheatre for youth activities. Wetlands, open space areas and walking paths will provide passive recreation opportunities for the wider community. Council will start works in early 2018, and it is planned that the first cricket games will be played at the reserve in the summer of 2019-20 and the first football games in the winter of 2020. Council has already been working with the South East Football Commission, who have announced that a new football club, the Cardinia Tigers, are going to be based at the reserve with both junior and senior teams. The total cost of the project will be $12,100,000, and Council is pursuing a number of funding grants to help fund the work. Central Ward Councillors. Councillor Jodie Owen, phone 0427 294 893. Email j.owen, that's j.owen, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Mayor Councillor Colin Ross, phone 0428 598 491. Email c.ross, that's c.ross, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Carol Ryan, phone 0418 130851. Email c.ryan, that's c.ryan, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Michael Schilling, phone 0418 845 798. Email m.schilling, that's m.schilling, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Upgrade for Pakenham Kindergarten. With the start of each school year, a new chapter begins for the families attending Pakenham Kindergarten, and in 2018, the building will be joining in the fun. From January, work will start on the kindergarten's redevelopment, adding more program space, upgrading the storage room, meeting room and teacher's office, as well as modernising the bathroom facilities and veranda area. Work is expected to be completed around September 2018. The kindergarten will be temporarily based at the Hollands Children's Centre while work is taking place. The current kindergarten community has been working together with Cardinia Shire to finalise the planning and design of the redevelopment, maintaining the beautiful heritage look of the facility while ensuring that it provides access for all abilities. The total cost of the project is $615,000, with $350,000 provided by the Victorian Government under the Children's Capital Programme. Increasing the program space at the facility will ensure the Pakenham Kinder can continue to deliver 15 hours of kindergarten for local children in the year before school. Local CWA celebrates new garden. As the Victorian Country Women's Association, CWA, prepares to celebrate its 90th birthday in 2018, members of the Pakenham branch were celebrating their enduring connection to the community in their newly planted garden at PB Ronald Reserve. Council has funded the project, providing seats, gravel and plants, all in shades of green and gold, to reflect the colours of the CWA logo. The garden has a circular seating area with the garden beds radiating from this central point, symbolising the friendship and strong community connections that are fostered by the CWA. The garden also includes a river red gum that was presented to the CWA by the Victoria Day Council. The sapling was grown from the separation tree in the Royal Botanical Gardens, where the proclamation of separation of Victoria from New South Wales was read by Governor La Trobe in November 1850. Pakenham CWA President Carol Clay said it was appropriate that it be planted in this garden to recognise the service the association has given to the community over many years. Cameras aid Bourke Park security. A system of CCTV surveillance cameras is up and running at Pakenham's Bourke Park, completing a comprehensive programme of work aimed at improving public safety and addressing antisocial and criminal behaviour within the park. The CCTV system will provide blanket coverage for the park and its immediate surrounds, and footage is fed directly to the Pakenham Police Station. Other works already completed at the park include landscaping, additional lighting, new play equipment including a basketball ring, seating areas and shelters, additional footpaths and a public toilet. Funding for the cameras was provided through the Victorian Government's Community Crime Prevention Programme.